Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Petey, congratulations. What an emotional ceremony.
It was unbelievable. It really was. I had no idea what to expect, and from the start, they had me going. It's pretty special. My whole career, I just had blinders on. I went and played to win. And I mean, putting on the Red Sox uniform is the best thing that you can do on a baseball field, in my mind. And just the ovation and from everything, you know, it was special.
I mean, your teammates, Terry Francona, David Ortiz, a great speech that was, straight from the heart.
Yeah.
So many other aspects of your career, the Jimmy Fund, the home base program, they covered it all.
I've been here a long time.
Well, that's true.
You know, I get drafted in 2004, and I met so many special people. They all had a part in my career, every single one of them. I'm grateful for every one of them. They're everyone's family to me, and I think they all know that. My teammates, if they call me up, you know, one, I need you here, I'm on a plane, I'm going. You know, that's just, you know, the bond that I feel. If you're a teammate of mine, it's forever.
Well, that's a big reason they love you so much, not just your production. The pitch is low and inside, 2-2. You've been working with Bobby Dalbec, he tells us.
Yeah. Well, Bobby came over and hit. I got a cage in my house, and he came over. He's a great, great guy.
Isn't he? Yeah, wonderful guy.
He's the best. Hardworking. The only thing bad about him is he went to University of Arizona, which, you know, I'm not going to hold it against him, you know what I mean? But, you know, when obviously he had some troubles early, but who didn't? You know what I mean? Everybody goes through tough patches, and he's going to be fine.
Call strike over the outside corner. Got him looking at a cutter, and Torres goes down with a bat on his shoulder and brings up Urshela. Yeah, he's a wonderful young man, and, you know, like most power hitters go through. Stretches.
And that's what I told him. I said, Bobby, you're looking like you see everybody has numbers attached to them in baseball. You know, you look up at the scoreboard, you're hitting this, you're hitting that. But that doesn't – you shouldn't look up. They're not going to be like that forever, you know, unless you continue to stare at them. You know what
right.
I mean? So just take your bat one at bat at a time. It's not as bad as it seems. And baby steps, one pitch at a time. It'll get you through it. And he's going. He's getting there.
Line foul, right side out of play. Now, when you came up, Alex Cora was here as a player, and he sort of took you under his wing?
Yep. It's pretty special that, you know, I was struggling. I was trying to find out who I was instead of just being me. I don't look the part. You know, it's not – there's the tools aren't overwhelming, but
– ground ball, left side, Bogaerts bobbles it. And throws to third too late. Everybody's safe. Red Sox have been playing some tough defense lately. But was a ball he had to move to his right for. Making perhaps double play with Urshela is not too quick, but didn't get anybody.
Well, perhaps we should have the former Gold Glove Award winner infielder tell us what he thinks happened there. Thinking about turning two?
I think just the angle was off. You know, he went direct to it. You know, the ball's hit with topspin. You know, Bogey's got, if it's hit fast, Bogey could have backhanded that and then came across and throw to second. Or you could just kind of technically punt and backhand it and go to third for that easy out because Raf was right there. But, shoot, it's a part of the game, you know.
Was scored an error.
So here's Andujar, and he swings and pops a foul back and out of play. Well, Xander's such a special player. We were saying on the air that hopefully watching your ceremony will affect him so that he stays here his whole career and has a similar one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bogey's I remember getting Bogey his suit when he got called up in 2013. And, you know, playing right alongside of him, it was a joy for me because I got to, you know, not tell him what to do, but work with him every day because he's so young. You know, I played with some...
Fouled out of play.
Played some great, good shortstops.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really good shortstops. And so I got to help him every day. We were together. That's, you know, he's like your kid. And to see how he's grown and how he's grown into a leadership role, you know, I'm so proud of him. You know, you definitely that's the satisfaction that I have. You know, the later part of my career is the guys that I got to put a little stamp on and see how successful they are. And I think Bogey is one of a kind. You know, he's a once in a generation type player.
The 0-2 of the base is loaded, fouled out of play. Petey reached for that, didn't quite get there.
Accomplished so much in your career, World Series champions. We mentioned Gold Glove winner, All-Star MVP. Is there one moment that stands out above all else, a hit, a play, a moment?
Not really. I just think of as you know, you have flashes of certain things. Man, I can't believe we did that, or I hit a home run against this guy, or things like that. Those always pop up, but you know, I just had a blast, man. It was
a little bit low. That could have been a strike. Whoa, he hasn't got calls this inning. 1-2.
You know, I wouldn't change a thing, even the ending. You know, I dealt with adversity my whole life of being told I can't do something, and you know, obviously the injury that I had. You know, the funny part is the doctors, right when I got it in 17, said this is the death sentence for an athlete. Mm. You know, you won't play anymore. And I finished out 2017 playing on it and then tried to have surgeries because knowing that it wasn't going to hold up. So I did play
probably
on it.
Probably tried a lot more than a lot of guys would have. Yeah, especially you had nothing left to prove. You talk about early in life, you know, being smaller. I love Pat Murphy. I know you do too. You know, it was great to hear what he said, your coach at ASU. And you didn't have anything left to prove. You spent your whole life trying to prove something. There was nothing left to prove.
Yeah. But I loved it. It's just playing. Yeah. I mean, look at this atmosphere. Who, you know, to showing up to work in this environment is, there's nothing like it.
That's why you live close to the ballpark.
Oh,
you
man. Can't
hear, you're always the first one. Even Francona couldn't beat you at the ballpark.
Yeah.
We always talked about that. 2-2 to Andujar with three on and one out. Martin Perez trying to work out of a jam here. Clint Frazier, the next scheduled hitter, and now a catcher visit.
Boy, sharp contrast to the first inning when he threw just 8 pitches. How about, it was Joe said, you talked about it too, visiting with Dustin Pedroia, honored before the game on his night. And to me, one of the headlines was, no 3-year wait, you're right into the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was shocking. The entire ownership, the front office here, we've been together so long. You know, for them to do that.
Well, you would have been there in 3 years anyway.
No question. Unanimous.
Yeah, I think you guys know me. I don't.
That's not why you played the game.
But. Yeah. You know, I played for my teammates. I played, you know, for this city and played to win.
Here's the 2-2 pitch now with the bases loaded and one out. And he takes strike three. He got it over the outside edge with a cutter. And Andujar goes down looking so he can escape this by retiring Frazier here. Two down. Got to get him out of this jam, Petey. I never saw anyone that could make the diving plays and get up so quickly. I mean, that was absolutely.
Well, when you got two-inch legs, you're going to get up quick.
Are you able to pursue a normal life now with your knee?
So I had the replacement December 9th. I could play golf. I can coach my boys. I could throw batting practice. The only thing I cannot do is I can't run.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously the doctors told me not to, you know, because it takes years off there, how long it lasts.
Frazier takes down an in-ball one.
And it doesn't really feel that good. You know, still, you know, I could tell my knee's metal. So I just stay away from running. You know, I swim in the pool, you know, try to get my workouts other ways. You know, but other than that, I'm happy. You know what I mean?
And the boys are all playing baseball, of course, right?
My oldest is the only one that doesn't. He's diehard basketball.
Really?
He plays club basketball. And
here's a strike, 1-1.
He's a stud, man. He plays hard.
And he's tall.
He is. My wife's, believe it or not, my wife's side of the family is huge. So he's a big kid. I mean, you saw him out there.
Sure.
He's about 5'4", and he's quick.
Is he 11?
He's turns 12 in August. And he's like the teddy bear. He's Ferdinand the Bull, you know, big, nice. He's the nicest kid in the world. My middle son, he'll get you now. He's just like me.
Feisty, huh?
Yeah,
inside.
And then my little guy is going to be a really good athlete, but he's the sweetest kid in the world, so it's fun.
They're wonderful kids, and we know Kelly did so much for the Jimmy Fund.
Oh, yeah.
When you were here for so many years, quietly, behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're not – you know, that's the thing about me and Kel. We're not very flashy, you know. So you know the things we do, we just do them because, you know, we want to do them and help out.
2-1 pitch coming to Frazier, and he takes a little low. That could have been a strike. Well, a lot of close pitches here.
Well, the previous pitch was really upsetting to both Vasquez and Perez. Christian's shoulders kind of slumped when Mark Carlson said it was a ball, and Perez snapped at the ball and they threw it back to him. He walked around behind the mound for a while. It's clearly an issue for Perez, starting with the first batter of the inning when he thought he had Stanton struck out and wound up walking him.
So it's 3-1 to Frazier here with the bases loaded and two down. If he reaches, LeMahieu would be next. Big pitch here for Martin. And he swings and grounds it foul, third base side. I thought one of the great tributes that Alex Cora told us on the pregame show, not praising you for your ability, your competitiveness, and everything else, but especially for being the great family guy you are.
It's the most important thing to me. You know, there's only one thing I love more in baseball, and that's my wife and three boys and my mom and dad.
And you have wonderful parents. We got to know them during the postseasons when we travel together.
Yeah, they're special people. You know, I'm lucky. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's family is the most important thing to me.
Yes, indeed. 3-2 pitch coming. Crowd standing here in the second inning. Martin delivers. Swinging a hard ground ball foul, scattering the Yankee dugout.
Good thing for those Nets.
Yeah.
It would be remarkable if he could get out of this inning. This will be his 31st pitch. The chance to get out of it without allowing a run.
We're in the top of the second, right?
Tomorrow.
Maybe the game's, I mean, you've been playing for a couple of years, but they're even longer now.
You know, which is weird, because everybody's trying to
enjoy himself, right?
Yeah, everybody's trying to speed the game up. You know what I mean? It seems like it's taking forever, right?
It is. Pitchers work very slowly.
Yeah.
All right, another big 3-2 pitch. Perez deals.
Got him.
Oh, he called it high ball four. That looked like a strike. And a run's forced in. What does he have to do to get a call?
And he is really upset. You can see it. That might have been just a fraction high. I mean, it was borderline at the belt.
He's barking at the home plate umpire, Carlson. So now it's 3-1, and Dave Bush is going to come out to try to settle him down. He's quite upset as LeMahieu comes up.
And that they are going to get bullpen action started. Yeah, he certainly has not had any help from the home plate umpire. There really haven't been any close pitches that have gone his way.
Frazier getting his 15th RBI and a walk, 3-1 Red Sox. Yeah, the pitch count mounting now. It's up to 39.
Yeah, 31 in this inning.
And quick first inning. Do you watch a lot of the games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we don't have baseball practice or if I'm not going to a practice, the Red Sox are on. You know, so you know, it's a part of us forever. You know, there's not another team that we're going to be putting on in my house.
And you're coaching basketball and baseball.
So I coach my little son's basketball team. They're little guys. He's going to turn. He just turned 7, and then my middle son Cole, he's 8. And
there's a strike.
We have a 9U baseball team that I started called the Dirt Dogs. And then,
oh yeah,
and then they're getting the good. They play big league rules. It's intense. They were a lot better than I was at that age, I'll tell you that. So they're coming.
Well, conventional defense here with Sawamura warming. And the 0-1 swinging a high fly right field side foul and out of play. Well, it's great you're be able to be around your kids in the formative years. Do you think when they get a little older, you might consider coming back to pro ball?
Yeah, I'll be in uniform again. You know, it's still in me. You know, and I think obviously how the way my career ended, I think that's going to lead me to something special and when I get back into it. Because it's never going to come out of me. I mean, my mind is always turning. It's always it hasn't left the game.
There's a line drive, base hit in a right field. This will at least tie the game. Renfro grabs the carom. Two-run score. Frazier to third. We're tied at three. LeMay with an opposite field single down the right field line. Played quickly by Renfro to hold him to one base. But, wow, a couple of umpires' calls that didn't go Red Sox way, really turning this inning around.
Yeah, the error was a big play as well.
All the runs unearned.
But, you know, we've all watched Martin pitch a lot, and he needs to get those close pitches his way. And he hasn't in this inning. You know, two strikes on Stanton, wound up walking him. Frazier, payoff pitch, wound up walking him, and then 0-2 there. And LeMahieu, who's kind of reverting back to being DJ LeMahieu lately, now with an 8-game hitting streak. Got a hit on an 0-2 pitch.
And now Judge, who had a fly ball to right his first time up. 3-3 the score. First and third, two down. And Judge takes a strike over the outer edge, down and away. Alex Cora was telling us on the pregame, he told the media today, he said, you can have his job as a manager. He'll be the senior advisor. Eventually.
Yeah. I think he knows I'm happy right now. And I think...
Ground ball bounced to third. Raffy charges, gloves, and throws to first for the out.
Yeah, I think AC's doing just fine. He'll be all right.
Hey, Dustin Pedroia, such a great thrill to see you, and a wonderful ceremony. Everything was just perfect. And
thank you for everything, for how you treated me over the years, and it's been special, you know, the whole time.
We shared a lot of fun together.
Heck yeah, we did. Thank you so much.
Good luck, my man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Very well deserved.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, guys.
After 1.5, 3-3 of the Shaw Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.